C.S. Lewis.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Greetings, everybody. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I had mentioned yesterday that this war in Ukraine with Russia, Russia will never be defeated. In fact, what the West has done, America, this began decades ago, half a century ago, the plans to actually going back to the Bolshevik Revolution, the objectives of Pilgrim Society, the elite of the world, their plan was to eliminate Russia and invade, take over that territory. Because if you could take over Central Asia, any nation that can take over that area can control the world. Russia's intention was not to control the world, just basically to, at one time, have a power block in Europe, Central Europe, Eastern Europe, but not the world. That was the objective of England initially and the United States of America later. The Ukraine war triggered events that have strengthened Russia in all ways. In her industrial base, the country is united. The West isn't in any way united. The West is being directed by a globalist objective, a Luciferian objective, nations that won't go along with that program will be sanctioned and kept out of the coming world order. There was a movie years ago, The Horse Whisperer. Some may have seen that movie. But with horses, wild horses, if a young stallion is unruly, he will be set out of the pack, out of the herd, left out there for the predators. And there are laws in that world. Well, there are laws in the Luciferian world order. This system of order, and the nations that won't go along will be like that horse. You might say separated out, alone from the herd. France, Germany, England, Canada, Australia, Five Eyes nations, all the nations in the sphere of America's power, European nations, Central European nations, Eastern European nations, not all of them, NATO nations have decided to go to war with Russia. This was a big mistake. Russia, you cannot defeat Russia. It will not be defeated. And if God doesn't intervene, and like I've mentioned in many programs, God will intervene. If he doesn't, Russia will be the head of the new multipolar world system. Russia may not be around, that system will continue into the future. It will be a group of nations that will work together against a unipolar world Luciferian system and network. Russia can't be defeated. Now, President Putin, he delivered a State of a Union here, I think it was yesterday. And because of what is happening with the aggressive nature of the NATO nations and this unipolar world attack on Russia, the Federal Assembly yesterday morning, well, actually, I believe it was this morning, Russia time, announced that Russia is suspending its last remaining nuclear arms treaty with the United States. And he ordered Russian strategic nuclear forces to be placed on combat readiness. You push, and you make Russia stronger. You continue to push, Russia will continue to use a little restraint, but will make it known. You continue to push, like what has happened. They've just suspended the last nuclear arms treaty and ordered the Russian strategic nuclear forces to be placed on combat readiness. So then he goes on to say that it's a declared holy war. And he doesn't present things without deep meaning. Holy war. What does he mean about a holy war? We'll talk about that. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
The Center for Medicare and Medicaid is cracking down on call centers due to a 150% increase in complaints they had last year due to pitchmen like Joe Namath, Captain Kirk, and Jimmy J.J. Walker. These guys will not be your advocates if you change your plan with them. Please call me first, 970-515-6882. I do not offer every plan available in your area. Any information I provide is limited to those plans I do offer. Please contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE to get information on all your options.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now my Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries my Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD. CBD as nature intended.
If you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animated contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask not your counsel nor your arms. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. May your chains be set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were ever our countrymen. Samuel Adams.
Hi, my name is Vince with Serenity Painting and Decorating. Since 2010, painting residential and commercial location. For a free estimate, please call Vince Rivera at 970-978-9565. Please ask about our free window cleaning after paint service. Again, 970-978-9565.
And his king of his honor and his glory, the people would sing.
Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, he was.
How many lucky men are alive today? How many lucky men that are being sent to Ukraine and they have a four-hour shelf life? How many lucky men are being sent into that meat grinder? And who's sending them? Who sent the American young men into Vietnam? Pilgrim Society. Who sent the young men into battle, into World War II? Pilgrim Society. And how did Pilgrim send them into battle? It was Pilgrim Society strategy plan in a step-by-step methodical just plan to take over the world. It was methodical. Destroy nations, rebuild nations, pass laws at the UN. The UN, had to come into existence because of Pilgrim Society. America needed a way in which to pretty much control the nations of the world diplomatically. That's the purpose of the UN. Militarily, through American military might, putting military bases, placing men, weapons on the continents of the world, nations of the world, and paying these nations that would allow the U.S. to put these bases, paying them handsomely. Part of a system. But the Pilgrim Society, their objective was always to destroy Russia. We're in the final attempt to destroy Russia. Russia is going to be destroyed, Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39 in the Old Testament. And Russia will be destroyed, or the armies of Russia. When I say the army, Russia will be destroyed. No, not all of Russia. Just the armies of Russia. I should clarify. Armies in Iran, armies in Turkey, armies in some of the nations of the old Soviet bloc, armies coming from Ethiopia and Libya. I believe some armies from Ukraine even. Some military personnel from Germany. They're going to come into a battle area in present-day Jordan, east of the Jordan River, in the countryside. You can read all about it in God's holy word, Ezekiel chapter 38, 39. There's a nation in the land of Magog, in a continent, in an area, a massive, massive area. China won't have her full destiny till 7 years later. Russia's destiny is to be destroyed. The armies will be destroyed with these other nations in present day Jordan. Then Russia will be over. Russia's destiny is finished. 7+ years later, China will fulfill her final destiny with the Asian nations, the kings of the East, when they move west to Armageddon. All of the pieces are in place. The way in which China will get to Armageddon is the One Belt Road. They've been working on this freeway, this massive, beautiful, beautiful freeway. It would be great to, Cactus and I would love to take a vacation and go over there and to go from, I'd love to go west. Start in Beijing or wherever that road begins. It all feathers into one road going west. And just drive and drive and drive. I don't know how many days it takes you. I went up to Alaska, took the Alcan Highway, Highway 287, through Canada to the Alcan Highway, Alaska-Canada Highway. That took 7 days. I don't know how long it would take to go across China, then through the other nations to where the road dead ends below Russia, or just at the border of Russia in the south. the destiny of individuals, the destiny of nations. Just like individuals, they have a destiny, and nations also have a destiny. People of the nations have a destiny. You're not going to destroy Russia. And now the West has realized it, and now the West is pulling out every stop. They are going to put even more money into that battle zone. More money, more tanks, more people. These kids and these young men and these mercenaries, one thing about the mercenaries, they like money, and the second thing, they like to murder people. It's all about death. They don't have any conscience. Well, they're going to also disappear in that battlefield. That meat grinder. But you send all these people to war. How lucky they are. Oh, what a lucky man he was to fight for his country and his king. And these individuals aren't fighting for the country and the king. They're fighting for Pilgrim Society. So Pilgrim Society, they put in sequence these events that their objective is to bring about a controlling nation to control the world. Who is that controlling nation? Empire. Babylon the Great of the end of the world in Revelation chapter 17 and 18. America's in the Bible. America has a destiny. And America is wanting to push to bring about the New World Order sooner. And what they've done is they pushed against the wrong country. And if it wasn't for the prophecy in Ezekiel 38 and 39, Russia will be the nation that will be instrumental in bringing about a multipolar world. And the multipolar world, all the nations will work together. And as Russia gets stronger, America, eventually, the individuals and these families that are part of Pilgrim Society, all these ruling elites, what do you think Russia would do to these individuals? These are war crimes taking place right now. If Russia were to, I'm giving you a hypothetical, if Russia were to be able or be allowed by God to be completely, totally victorious, all of the criminals, the war criminals, would be rounded up and they would be dealt with. It would not, there would be no Operation Paperclip where these individuals and families and societies that put together all of this murder and starvation and murder through vaccination, these individuals will, just like what was his name, Ceausescu and his wife, they'll take him in, take him before the court, pronounce judgment, walk him out into the courtyard, even at protest. He and his wife were, you can't do this, you can't do this, this is illegal, you can't do this, boom, 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 boom. Well, they did do it. This is what would happen to these people, these families in Europe, all of these royals in America, all of these wicked, evil people that during the Obama administration had already planned, Victoria Nuland, all of these individuals. There wouldn't be any Operation Paperclip. There wouldn't be any rat lines taking the Nazis that escaped prosecution and punishment and went to other nations in the world. There would be no rat lines to, there would be no place for them to go. The only rat lines there would be, if it were possible, would be get to a launching pad, get in a SpaceX, and hightail it to Mars. That would be the only way they can get out of what's coming. And that would be, I know that as I'm presenting this to you, you are thinking, this would be wonderful. All of the rhino Republicans that have been sending men with the Democrats sending men, our men to war, not for the protection of America, not for the American people, but for the plans of Pilgrim Society and all the families in Pilgrim Society. The Bushes, the Clintons, the Rockefellers, the Kennedys, all of them. But the bad news is Russia is going to have her destiny too. There's going to be a time where the Lord punishes Russia. And the reason being is probably for the campaigns and pogroms against the Jewish people in Russia's history. Vladimir Putin is the man that God put in a position and gave a strategy to. Nebuchadnezzar, in the book of Daniel, he had the ability to make Babylon of that time a great nation. And then eventually, he stated that he built that kingdom by his own power. Well, he went mad God touched him in the head, in the brain, for about 7 years, and he was like a cat, one of the cattle in the field, eating grass and walking on all fours. But then he came to his senses because God lifted the curse off of his brain. May God lift the curse off of your brain for those of you who believe that what you've done in your lifetime is because you are so great. Well, when you have your eyes opened, you'll realize that nothing that you do really was of yourself. It was just allowed by God. But when you come to your senses, you'll stop walking on all fours. You'll stop eating what is unhealthy for you, or what is actually, the grass is healthier than some of the things that you can get at McDonald's or other places. When you come to your right mind, you will honor the God of heaven. And that's what happened to Nebuchadnezzar. Now, with Russia, there was a time when Russia was communist. Russia is no longer communist. Russia is one of the strongest Christian nations in the world through the Russian Orthodox Church. And the war that's taking place, you have two wars happening. One war is with bullets and bombs and tanks and planes and mortars and missiles and these things. The other battle that's taking place is there is a holy war that is taking place, and it is a war against the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light. This is the war that is hidden, that is invisible. The war of those in the Pilgrim Society, the real war, the real plan is these Luciferians, these devil worshipers, these people in the occult are at war with the Russian Orthodox Church and the Orthodox Church, Ukrainian Orthodox Church. They're at war with the Christians that know the God of heaven. That's who they're at war with, because they know they cannot get a victory against the God of heaven. They know they cannot win that war. And the reason that Russia has been so successful and blessed like America had been in the past was because they have returned and acknowledged the God of heaven openly in their society. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Please stop. clinically proven to stop bleeding in seconds. From minor cuts to large bleeding wounds, tear open the package and pour directly into the wound, apply direct pressure, and bleeding stops in seconds. It works for people on blood thinners, doesn't sting, is hypoallergenic, and is sterile. Bleed Stop, safe in the wound. Find Bleed Stop on the KHNC website. Simply click on the Bleed Stop button at the top of the page.
Most people think they can't afford to invest in gold and silver. But at the Patriot Trading Group, we believe that everyone should have the opportunity to own hard assets. That's why we created our Preferred Metals Program. You can get started for as little as $100 a month. Go to allamericangold.com and click on our Preferred Metals icon to learn how you can get started today. Or call us at 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, allamericangold.com.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new, state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and enjoy it.
This is Mark Call, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
It's my own design. It's my own remorse. Help me to decide. Help me make the most of freedom and of pleasure. Nothing ever lasts forever. Everybody.
You can't say that Russia wants to rule the world. Zelensky does, but not Vladimir Putin. He just wants peace. Now, again, to finish what I was saying, there is a war taking place. It is a spiritual war. All the wars from this point forward that have really taken place in the last couple of decades are spiritual wars against God Himself. This war is against God. If Russia can be destroyed, or if Russia can be occupied by the globalists, the first thing they will do is they will get rid of every professing Russian Orthodox member. Anybody that believes in God, just like exactly what happened initially after the Bolshevik Revolution, there was no open worship of God. There is no really, in a sense, any open worship of God in China. You don't hear about the churches in China. Xi Jinping has shut them down. The churches in America presently still are under the protection to a great degree of the Constitution, freedom of religion, to a degree. That is going to change also. So this is a spiritual war in Russia. Now, even Vladimir Putin, he stated that it's a holy war. against the Western colonial powers. And here's what he stated, that the West, they can't help but realize that it is not possible to defeat Russia on the battlefield. This is true. And so they are carrying out an even more aggressive information attack against us. The chosen target is, first and foremost, our young people and the younger generations. Think about this. Who's under attack here in this country? The young people and the going down to children. And here again, he states, they lie constantly, distort historical facts, engage in nonstop attacks on our culture, on the Russian Orthodox Church, and other traditional religious organizations of our country. Look at what they're doing to their own peoples. The destruction of the family, of cultural and national identity, perversions and abuses against children, up to pedophilia. They are declared to be the norm of their lives, while clergymen and priests are forced to bless same-sex marriages. Now, I'm going to blow your mind here. Well, probably not your mind, but the minds of those new listeners. So here's what happens. I have told you in the past, many times, numerous times, in the Catholic Church, many do not accept Francis, Pope Francis, or the imposter Francis, who calls himself a pope. They do not recognize him as the true leader of the Roman Catholic Church. Many Catholics do not accept his leadership. They know that he is an imposter. Well, for those that don't feel that way, that you feel that Pope Francis really is the Catholic Church because you are so loyal to Catholicism, you're loyal to a structure, to a system, you're not loyal to the God of heaven. Now, Pope Francis, he declared, pedophiles have a special place in heaven. He forgot. There's a hell. But I guess he misspoke. I misspeak all the time. I try not to, but I do. So Pope Francis, he's very educated, but he misspoke. Pope Francis declares pedophiles have a special place in heaven. I think he meant hell. But no, he meant heaven. Why? Because I don't think Pope Francis is even a true believing Christian. He is what the Apostle Paul and other apostles talked about, the wolves in the sheepfold. Pope Francis has scandalized victims of sexual abuse by declaring that pedophilia is a mysterious illness, and we must not judge those who are suffering from it. What are you talking about? You let them go on their criminal way? Now, Jesus said that there are sins that go so deep into a human psyche, into their soul, that these sins and these spirits are likened to worms. And you can't be free from those worms, spiritual worms. Remember Ted Bundy and some of these other people that were serial murderers? Well, the Bible says that some people, no matter what you do, and even in this society, psychiatrists, those that professionals, they realize that there are these people, they cannot be rehabilitated. It is impossible to rehabilitate them. You can put them in prison for 60 years, but once you give them their freedom, they will go back to the crimes they committed before going to prison. You can't rehabilitate them. Ted Bundy, there was no such thing as rehabilitation for that individual. The worm went too deep. And here, Pope Francis is saying we are not to judge those that are suffering from this. Well, if you had an exorcist, the exorcist would tell you that it is demons. well, you can't allow these type of people. And they do need to, you need to judge them. You know, Christians, the Lord says in Matthew, the book of Matthew, judge not lest you be judged. But your judgment has to be a right judgment. Your judgment must be just judgment. So he's saying, be careful how you judge. Because if you judge, if you're not careful in your judgment, you can be judged too. He's not saying don't judge. No, you have to make judgments. It's stupid to say that you don't make judgments. You go to a busy section or you go to a busy interstate in California where everybody's moving at about 60 miles an hour, and you decide you don't want to judge that highway, and you're going to just walk right across from one side to the other and go across six lanes of traffic. That's a stupid judgment. No, Christ didn't say you're not to judge. You're to be careful on how you judge. There's no sense in saying, well, this guy, we shouldn't judge him because of this disease. No, he needs to be judged. You need to see what he's doing. So the Pope goes on to say, instead, according to the Pope, we must accept that God loves pedophiles. He loves all people, but God punishes evil. He punishes sin. He punishes crimes. That's why we have law enforcement. Why we used to have law enforcement.
It is not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger, while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
Hey folks, the Rev here. When the economy collapses, so will society. Martial law will rule, but the protectors will become the looters and thieves. The future will be merciless. Prepare yourself now. Join the Rev for the best urban survival training available today. Call KHNC 970-587-5003 to reserve a seat now. That's 970-587-5003.
Living sharp is a lifestyle here at TBB's. You need to look sharp, carry sharp, and most importantly, be sharp. Let us show you how sharp it can be today. We're pushing ourselves to take as many walk-ins at both locations, but if we can't squeeze you in, we'll make a convenient appointment for you. Give us a call at 970-617-2158 for our Loveland location located at 4th and Garfield, or in Meade at 720-745-0783 on the southeast corner of Highway 66 and I-25. If you're tech savvy, hit us up on tommysbarbersandblades.com, and as always, live sharp.
America, where are you now? Don't you care about your sons and daughters?
So for the Christian people, the Catholic people, if you can acknowledge or if you would agree with Pope Francis, then I don't know what kind of Catholic you are. Now, I do know the Catholics that are pedophiles. They agree with him 100%. They agree that they will be in heaven and there will be a special place for them. And Francis goes on to say that he created them for a reason and he has reserved a special place in heaven for them. This is pretty crazy. According to Francis, we must accept pedophiles because they have existed throughout history in all cultures and societies. Sexual abuse of minors is, and historically has been, a widespread phenomenon in all cultures and societies. He said, I am reminded of the cruel religious practice once widespread in certain cultures of sacrificing human beings, frequently children, in pagan rites. So he's probably thinking, well, now that is severe. Whereas sexual perversion and abuse of children who go through the rest of their lives in agony because they can't deal with it. So he says that these statements have scandalized victims of clerical sex abuse, and abundantly so. Activists for survivors of clerical sexual abuse have reacted furiously after Pope Francis refused to promote a zero-tolerance approach to pedophile priests. Okay, Catholics, you better be careful that you're not in a church, one of the Catholic churches that has a pedophile priest or father. You better guard your children unless you are perverted, unless you are a pedophile, unless you are a devil worshiper within the Catholic Church. And let's face it, nobody wants to talk about the Satan worshipers in the Catholic Church. Well, the Bible says there are Satan worshipers in all of the seven churches. They sneak in quietly, undetected, you know, even in the evangelical churches in this country. Any church over 50 people, you better be careful, because these people are sneaky. They look just like Christians. They talk like Christians. And they have great doctrine. And they have a form of righteousness, which is a fake righteousness. And in the Catholic Church, these pedophile priests, I would say most of them, 98%, I'll give you a little latitude, are not even Christian. They're not even truly born again. They were abused, and they are abusers. So no zero tolerance. And the article says, I should give you the article. This is out of Newspunch, newspunch.com. I'll finish it out here. Well, I'll have a little time. The Pope has taken every opportunity to declare the Bible is wrong. True. After all, he kicked off his papacy by declaring evolution and the Big Bang Theory were real. Because he doesn't know the Bible. Or he does, and he won't tell you what the Bible says. Why? I think that Pope Francis is in the other kingdom. He's a member of the other kingdom, doing the bidding for the other kingdom. You can take issue with me, but there's more proof that he's a member of the other kingdom than the kingdom of heaven. This is a pope who informed his flock that relationships with Jesus are dangerous and harmful. Well, I guess I proved my point. He's from the other kingdom. Catholics, you have a pope that is from the other kingdom. But your loyalty to Catholicism will work against you. I was a Catholic, former Catholic. I believe that The Catholic Church was the only church. There were no other churches. The Pope, that it was started by Peter. The Catholic Church was started by Peter. No, it was not started by Peter. The Catholic Church didn't come into existence as a church family until about 450, 500 A.D. The Greek Orthodox churches are older than the Catholic Church, but Catholic people don't know their church history. I didn't. I had to study. I'm still studying. So he broke with centuries-old Christian tradition. Pope Francis sparked fears that he is illegitimate. He is an illegitimate pope with a sinister agenda. Well, I would think that that's true. He's an illegitimate pope. He has a sinister agenda. He's a greenie. The green move, the green environmental movement that he wants all the Catholics to go into, to become part of, with a sinister agenda, when he told the crowd of 33,000 pilgrims in St. Peter's Square in Rome that a personal, direct, immediate relationship with Jesus Christ must be avoided at all costs. This is the black and the white. That a personal, direct, immediate relationship with Jesus Christ must be avoided at all costs. Pope Francis must be avoided at all costs. That's the truth. Jesus is the only way for you to be saved. Not Pope Francis. We'll be back.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
Hey folks, Larry Elder here. The rumors are true. KHNC listeners are loving Y-Refi. They're investing in a secure, collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or to the Fed. A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily, you're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compounded, whatever you choose. And get this, there is no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. El Dorados, you got to get in touch with Y-Refi. I've met with them personally, and take it from me, the great El Dursky, they are trustworthy, honest, and you can earn a fixed rate of return up to 10.25%. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, then R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI-24. Click on investyrefi.com or call 888-YREFI-24. You will be glad you did.
KHNC, my truck broke down. I knew it was time to get a new one. And I knew there was only one place I was going to go, Steve and Mike over at the Ramsey Auto Group. So I gave them a call at 970-443-5654. And I went down to their new location at 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley. They gave me a tremendous trade-in value for my old truck, which didn't even run. And then they set me up with a new truck that I love. The process was seamless and easy. They took great care of me. Ramsey Auto Group in Greeley, 970-443-5654.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
Well, that's not all. Then something else he stated that was disturbing. He follows up with a sinister proclamation that Jesus is Satan. Pope Francis, that Jesus, quote, Jesus is Satan. This man, for you Catholic people listening, is not a member of the kingdom of heaven. His doctrine will take you to hell. Within Catholicism, you have that part of Catholicism that truly these men like Malachi Martin, others that are truly God-fearing people and have been put in the Catholic Church for, like they use the term flock. I use the term for the saints in the Catholic Church. So another thing is he's a fully paid up member of the globalist elite. Now, we think the globalist elite, they are Luciferian. So, Pope Francis's inverted version of Christianity is confusing for many. However, his agenda becomes much clearer to understand. Now, see, you see, Francis doesn't have many days left on this earth. And as a Luciferian, he is commanded by the God that he serves to do as much damage to the Catholic faith as he can. This man will tell the Catholic people, I don't know if he stated it, but I would say this, he would tell the Catholic people that it will be okay to receive the mark of the beast. There will be no consequences. This is his position. And remember, Lucifer demands complete obedience. And Francis put in a position of the greatest, the biggest church of the seven churches, Thyatira, for the Christian people, for the Catholic people. Read the book of Revelation, the second chapter, the last church, Thyatira. That is the Catholic Church. The Catholic priests that are evil will not tell you that. Look and see what the punishments are going to be to the Catholic people in the coming days. Go and look and see what God says. There is going to be a great death coming to the Catholic people. And it says in that chapter, 2 Thyatira talks about those within the Catholic Church that have not known the deep things of Satan. Those that have not known the deep things of Satan. Now listen, does Francis know the deep things of Satan? Oh, absolutely. Does he know the deep, deep things of the devil? Sure. What is one of the deep things? Jesus is Satan. Can you believe it? Jesus is Satan. And that a personal, direct, immediate relationship with Jesus Christ must be avoided at all costs. When Jesus himself said that if you want to come to God the Father, you got to come through me. And there is no eternal life outside of Jesus Christ. He states you must be born again. And Francis says no relationship with Jesus Christ. The black and the white. Talk to you tomorrow. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com. For podcasts. Have a good night.
No people will tamely surrender their liberties, nor can any be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved. On the contrary, when people are universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink under their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders. Samuel Adams.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.